I'm here with Ronnie Hines, Acting Chair of the Accounts Commission, to talk about a report on Inverclyde Council. Ronnie, can you tell me what it's about?
Well, it's the first of the new Best Value Assurance reports, which the Commission will be rolling out across Scotland. It looks at how Inverclyde Council is carrying out the legal duty on all councils to demonstrate continuous improvement in what they do. Every council will have one of these reports at least every 5 years, unlike at present, when some councils, like Inverclyde, can go a decade or more without one.
And what have you found?
Generally, it's very positive. Inverclyde Council has changed significantly since 2005, when the Commission found serious failings. Since then, it has developed a positive culture of improvement, which has resulted in better service performance. Much of this is down to having a clear vision and effective collaborative leadership. Inverclyde is doing well in many areas, such as education. It's been innovative in finding different ways of delivering services and involving local communities in reaching decisions. Roads is a good example, making good use of information to target increased investment in maintenance and report this back to the public.
So what does this mean for the public?
In a nutshell, a great deal. The council provides key services which people rely on every day. This new type of report gives a detailed and more rounded picture of how a council is doing across the board. So the Commission hopes the council and the public can use it to plan and prepare future services.
So what do you want to see happen next?
Well, it's no secret that Inverclyde, like all councils in Scotland, needs to make more financial savings over the next 3 years. Financial management is effective in the council, and options have been worked up for the councillors elected last month to yield £20 million in savings. As part of that, the council needs to have a detailed review of its earmarked reserves. It also needs to look at workforce planning to ensure it has the right skills for the future. Inverclyde has deep-seated problems such as a declining population and relatively high levels of deprivation. No one pretends it's an easy task to deal with these. However, the council works well with its partners. Together, they need to be clearer about the outcomes needed and the milestones on the way to achieving them.
Any lessons here for other councils?
Yes, I think there could well be. Inverclyde is one of the smallest councils in Scotland, but it's made a lot of effort to learn from others. I think there are some good pointers for other councils looking at what Inverclyde has done.
Ronnie, thanks very much.